New Orleans was home to roughly 10,000 students and faculty until Hurricane Katrina hit. When the levees broke, the once beautiful campus was left under several feet of water. Beginning Tuesday, classes start again. Nearly 90% of Tulane's student body has returned, including Courtney Coffey.
I just had faith that they were going to take the school and rebuild it and get back on its feet as soon as possible.
Some students' parents found the sight of the bustling campus a moving one.
I thought I'm going to just cry my eyes out, but it's fine. I'm really glad that, you know, it's back on its feet.
The reconstruction comes at a heavy price. Despite an $800 million endowment, Tulane cut 200 faculty and a number of staff. Tulane's president, Scott Cowan.
And it is true we made a lot of difficult decisions, and we're sorry those negatively affected anyone's lives. We felt we had to take control of our own destiny, and that's what we did.
Another way Mr. Cowan feels they can control their own destiny is by adding a new requirement for freshmen, community service. Tulane freshman Jennifer Gulch.
Sort of incumbent upon me that I should be doing something, that I should come back and, you know, help start the city again, that we can't just abandon it.
Yet some former students at New Orleans universities have done just that, choosing instead to attend schools in other parts of the United States. There's a lot more work to be done around the town popularly nicknamed the Big Easy. And with damages of almost $1 billion for college campuses alone, some are wondering how many of the returning students will want to stay. Ernest Leong, VOA News.